from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Well, number one on What's Trending, we continue broadcasting in St. Joe from Chiefs training camp. Practice wrapped up about a half hour ago. We're going to hear from Clyde Edwards-Helaire right after What's Trending. We're also expected to have perhaps Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated stop by and join us in our tent. Notes from camp today, as expected, based on the injuries yesterday. Kadarius Toney, Nick Bolton did not practice. Now, they were both out here on the practice field, which gives you a little bit of an idea of maybe the severity or lack of severity of the injury. There was no ankle taped on Kadarius Toney. Nick Bolton dealing with an elbow injury. So no new injuries, though, out of today, which is obviously a positive thing. Padded practice today, back at it tomorrow as well. And the Chiefs getting closer to preseason football, and there is a preseason football game tonight, man. Hall of Fame game. I am kind of excited. Now, there's no Caleb Williams playing for Chicago. But, yeah, I want to see the new kickoff rule. It'll be good just to have football on in the background. We'll be, of course, watching the Royals and listening to the Royals, too. But, yeah, I'll have the first drive or two of the football game tonight.
Next up on What's Trending, currently in action. We'll keep an eye on this. Simone Biles and Suni Lee are both competing for the individual all-around medal at the Paris game. It's the first time a pair of teammates have competed for that same honor on the same team after winning gold, which obviously they did as a team a couple of nights ago. They're actively competing right now. We'll keep you updated later on in the show. But dude, they put on such a show for that first one. Did you see all the like social media videos? Because they're, you know, they're younger than us. All the social media TikTok videos of them stuff, like dude, dunking on people and TikTok. I guess so good.
Well, they finally got back so at some good people that had made some comments about,
including former teammates.
Yeah, so that they had their moment, right? They were literally at the top of the podium and the top and had the gold medal, and they can talk their talk at that point because they were able to go ahead and get the gold medal. Next up on What's Trending, Royals baseball continues today. They open up a 4-game series at 5:40 our time on 610 Sports Radio in Detroit, taking on the Tigers. Seth Lugo, the starter tonight, the Tigers starter, still to be determined. Remember, they had traded away Jack Flaherty and moved around the rotation a little bit. Royals start the month of August, though, 11 games above 500 with a 60-49 record. Also, one roster move in the last hour, as expected. Michael Lorenzen, who they traded for on Monday, now joining the team. He will be on the big league club, expected to start at some point soon. Jonathan Bolin, option back to AAA.
Next up on Watch Trending, Tristan Wirfs signs a contract to remain with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that makes him the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history. It's a deal worth $140 million, $88.24 million of which will be guaranteed. Again, the most by any offensive lineman ever. He's a 3-time Pro Bowler. He came in the league gold and was immediately one of the best left tackles in the entire sport, right? Like, he just, like, he, and that's what you get sometimes when you draft a guy like 10th or 15th overall. The frustrating one about Wirfs is he wasn't like the third overall pick. He was like 16. And everyone seemed to know it, but it was like a deep tackle draft. So he was available for some of those good teams in those middle tier rounds. That's why he's available to the Bucks at that time. But good for Tristan Wirfs. He signs a massive contract extension.
On the opposite end, you got a player deciding to call it quits today in New York. The Jets running back, longtime Chicago Bear back. That was some knee injuries. Tariq Cohen retiring at the age of 29. Former fourth-round pick for the Bears. First-team All-Pro kick returner back in 2018. And then, unfortunately, suffered a devastating knee injury back in 2020. And hasn't played since, man. He's been trying to come back. Tried to come back in 2022. Remember, that was the player that was live streaming his workout, and then his Achilles tendon ruptured.
Yeah.
So he just had some brutal luck after the 2020 season. And he thought going to Jets camp, according to reports, new kickoff rule, maybe he could find a role, and clearly didn't think that was going to happen. So a couple running backs this week. Rashad Penny now, Cohen retiring.
That's what's trending.
That is what's trending. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we're going to be joined, 20 minutes, we're going to be joined by Josh Verner, our Royals insider. Going to talk some more Royals baseball with him. But I do want to, thinking of running backs, I do want to hear from Clyde Edwards-Helaire because, let's be honest, a lot of us thought last year was his last year in Kansas City.
We didn't.
And the market didn't show that there was maybe as many options. Chiefs bring in J.K. Dobbins. The same day they brought in J.K. Dobbins for a visit, they signed Clyde, remember? And it would maybe use his leverage. Clyde is slated to be the number two back for this team. He missed practice earlier in the week. Initially, they just listed it as illness. And then he tweeted out that he is still dealing with PTSD. And, well, he's going to fill in some of the details here. But you want to listen to what he had to say, not only about his role on this team, but just where he's at physically and mentally.
What's your day-to-day like? I mean, like, what are you dealing with? Or do you like to talk about it or not? I don't know.
As far as day-to-day since, I mean, December 22nd, 2018, that's my best friend and I got into, I had a self-defense situation, and I would say that's probably where majority of, you know, things stem from, but I wouldn't necessarily say, you know, everything stemmed from that. I mean, I have best friends that, you know, passed away from young ages from, you know, gun violence and just not being in the right places at the right time, and just knowing that I have, you know, people that was, you know, close to me or around me who's not in the situation or could be in the same spots that I am. But I mean, just like when I go back home, it's I'm visiting, you know, some of my friends who are, you know, at grave sites and doing those things. So it's different when you feel like your whole life is, you know, football player or everything is geared towards this, but it's so much more to, you know, just putting the pads on. And I mean, like I say, it's like you ask day to day. It's not just that. It's, you know, I'm school, just got married. It's so many things that comes with a person. But I feel like, you know, that's kind of one of my main things.
When did you start, like, trying to care for yourself mentally after that incident? Was it, did you just push away for a while?
I would say with that happening at such a young age, my first couple of years, you just try to block everything out and, like, oh, I'm, you know, at some point I'm going to get over it. And it just, you start to realize that just doesn't happen. You get older and you realize, hey, no matter the age, no matter the person, no matter the situation, everyone needs help at some point. And it's just being able to kind of step up and know, no, this is the help I need or this is what I need to ask for. I mean, and even talking with my dad, talking with my mom. She was in the Army. My dad, past Marine, ex-cop. So, I mean, he's sent me books. We've communicated back and forth. It's not just, you know, I have my support system here, but I also have my support system home. And that's, I feel like that's the biggest thing. I'll say now I'm probably the most level-headed and clear that I've probably been within the last five or 6 years.
You mentioned in your tweet that the Chiefs staff helped you get through your latest struggles.
Yeah.
Is there some sort of treatment or some sort of help that they're giving you that you really want to point out?
To really go step by step, man, that'll be a Julie Freimeyer question. I know everybody knows that name. I mean, she's amazing. And even Rick Burkholder, he's, I mean, also amazing. Anything that I need, I just kind of communicate to them, let them know just kind of how I'm feeling. And, I mean, it's a funnel of things that they go through initially when they were asking me the questions, just trying to see, you know, my temperament of certain things, not really big on taking medicine. So it's more of just having different mechanisms of coping and having people to talk to who actually know or, you know, could help me through those situations. And it's not just the medical staff. I mean, all the way down to, you know, we have Schaefer and, you know, some of the guys who are on our security staff who, you know, ex-cops, ex-Marines, or just those things. I mean, I'm a guy who can talk to anybody. And I mean, if I can get the help from, I mean, even if it's one of you guys who I feel experienced something or I could talk to, or a different coping mechanism that they feel helped them, I try my best to get whatever I need for help so I can come out here and perform.
What would your message be to someone who's going through this like you have?
Honestly, it just takes the courage to talk about it. And having PTSD and dealing with it, once people kind of bring it up, it's not something that I always want to talk about because I never really know how my body will react or my mind. It's just something that, you know, I can't really pinpoint or know exactly what's going to happen. But really just having that safe space. And I feel like right now, within those past 2 years and actually being open with my dad, I mean, because it was points that he told me things that I feel like he never told anybody. I mean, even guys that's part of his platoon or guys that he was deployed with probably, you know, haven't heard the stories, or they know exactly what he's going through, but they haven't talked about it, to kind of let that release go. So I feel like talking is a big thing, but it's just getting over that hump personally, being able to know that, honestly, you know, just everybody goes through things, good, bad, just being able to cope with it and know everybody's human and everybody, you know, it's some point it's a stepping stone. I just, 25 years old, just trying to live the rest of my life healthy.
How much does a bond with someone like Isaiah, it seems like you guys become really close, help with that day-to-day?
Yeah, I mean, it's having a guy that, you know, I'm coming in the locker room, he's going to be smiling. Even if so, I feel like a lot of guys kind of tend to me for that spark. And as guys say I'm goofy, I feel like I'm kind of aware of my surroundings most of the time. But it's just being able to kind of spread that energy. And it's like, if I'm that Debbie Downer or that guy that's not going to bring the energy, like, what else are you going to bring? So I feel like I kind of rubbed off on Isaiah early on, just because, I mean, it's a learning path, it's a learning curve. I mean, I've had ups and downs through my past 5 years here. It's just being able to smile and get through it. And that's those things. He's dealt with injuries. He's dealt with, you know, those ups and downs. And, I mean, 2 Super Bowls, 2 years, he's on his high horse. And it's just being able to come in on those bad days, on those good days, and still be able to smile. And that's, I feel like that's the best part.
Clyde, with PTSD, what are you, on the worst days, what are you dealing with? What's that like for you?
Honestly, man, I have PTSD and cyclic vomiting syndrome. So it's something that's kind of neurologically that they just kind of help me with and walk through it. And I mean, I'm admitted into the hospital, something like can't stop throwing up. And it's just, I can't, like, no, nothing pretty much to stop it. And the only person who kind of put me in the right direction was Julie Freimeyer early on, to get me some of the meds at the time when I am probably going through an episode, to get me over that hump. But it's real bad dehydration, dropping real fast. But it's really just mentally just not being there. And it's one of those things where, you know, early on, like, guys who kind of pay attention, Trav, Kadarius at times, they can even, like, they'll know, like, ahead of time, like, okay, Clyde might not, he's not laughing, he's not giggling, he's not himself. Like, we just got to make sure we checking on him as the person, not to just be out here, the energy giver, the laugher, the guy that kind of keeps the locker room going. I feel like, you know, that's a big part of what I bring. And then once my number called, you know, it's go out there and perform, and they know it's no question with that. So I feel like that's just what it is.
Is there a message that you'd like to get out to maybe other people that are dealing with PTSD?
I would say dealing with PTSD, seek help when possible, but don't make it a burden on a person that's dealing with PTSD. Take little steps, walk them through certain things. Don't try to be overwhelming. And then try to not bring up the trauma as much as possible. Even after, you know, unfortunately after the parade, I either went on Facebook or Twitter also, and I just kind of wanted to remind everybody in KC, like, it's not something that you want to keep bringing up. You know, you never want to bring up past traumas or bad things, because, I mean, you never really know what funnel that'll bring the next person down or what situation or what spot that they were in during that, you know, during that time. So try to lead in positive direction. And I feel like being a football player and kind of being that stand-up guy and guys who are looked up to, feel like it was at least my job or some guys to kind of step up and talk about the things that some people feel vulnerable enough not to talk about.
All right, so that was Clyde Edwards-Helaire, obviously putting a lot of things in perspective. Off the field, that entire conversation was about everything that he goes through, and I think put in perspective also, there's somebody listening right now probably, to hear a professional athlete and somebody in that position talk about it, I think is an incredible thing for Clyde to be willing to do. And to hear him also talk about, like, not just PTSD, I didn't catch the full name
of the neurological issues.
Right, I didn't catch the full name of it, but, like, where he'll just have throw up, you know, vomiting episodes and has to go to the hospital and things like that, meanwhile trying to be on the field. So, I mean, anytime we've had a chance to have him on the show, I will say, too, I know where he was drafted and people want to bring up, easy guy to root for. Easy guy to root for, and I hope people now also understand the personal side of it as well for him, not just the football. Because like he said, I mean, at one point he's like, I'm just 25 years old, man, and I'm just trying to make sure I live a healthy life. You know, he's only 25 years old.
God, it's crazy. That's the way sports warp your brain, in the sense that you're like, you're getting old. And you're like, no, not really. They're still all younger than me. Most of them are younger than you now. And we just talk about them like they're dinosaurs when they come through the field. But no, I genuinely appreciate Clyde's openness about that. I don't think that is an easy thing to discuss. And typically, it's not something, like, I understand his notion. We spent, right after that, the day after, I had said on air that I had had some issues with panic attacks. And it had sought help for that in the hope that, like, maybe somebody who was listening would seek help if they then needed it. But I'll be honest, what Clyde's discussing is what makes it so incredibly difficult, is once you admit that, once you put it out there, then people want to talk to you about it or ask you about it or what was going on about it. And then sometimes you're like, I don't want to talk about it, because then you don't know if your brain's going to react in a way that cycles you right back into that, because now you're thinking about it. You know, it's a weird position to be in, but he has such a large voice. Because of this, he can help a lot of people by admitting it, and it just humanizes people in a way where it's good reminder that athletes and people are going through a lot of it. Maybe someone's rude to you today. They might be going through something you don't understand. And so sometimes it's just a good realization that people are going through a lot of different stuff.
And props for him being willing to talk about it, but also I'll say for the Chiefs making him available, because you and I had a discussion, not this exact same reason, but remember Mecole Hardman. We didn't know anything that
we
didn't know at the time last year. I guess it was last year. Yeah, earlier in the
last year. Yeah,
you know where?
Or no, it was the year before.
The year before, where he had to go to the hospital, and you remember he didn't have any feeling in his legs and all that. That whole story, right? And people, you know, have a certain view on the field, and they didn't realize what someone's going through. And then we were like, well,
why? I didn't know you were going through all that.
Why didn't they let him tell his story, kind of thing? So I'm glad that he's also given an opportunity to tell his story and what he's going with, and to hear the support of his teammates. He mentioned Travis Kelce and some other guys that are aware, you know, for someone. Because Clyde is, we've all seen the social media videos. He's out singing on the sidelines with Isaiah Pacheco. So there's a contrast, it sounds like, his teammates recognize when that's going on. And, you know, on the field stuff, like, yeah, I'm sure he would tell you, like, when you're drafted in the first round, I'm sure he didn't think he'd be the number two back 4 years later or whatever, to 3 years later.
It's hard when you're supposed to be the energy giver and the fun time happy guy, and then all of a sudden you're not feeling that way. Look, we talk about this with, like, famous comedians and Chris, you know, like, the people who suffer through things that you don't understand. But, I mean, it's got to be difficult for Clyde to, like, maintain that and fight for this. And you're dealing with, like, something that really matters, like your career, your NFL career. And he's going to have a long life well after the NFL, because that's the way professional sports work. But I, again, kudos to him for being so open and honest about it. Really kind of impactful stuff. If you missed any part of it, I would suggest you go back to the podcast page, 610sports.com, and listen.
Yeah, all the best to Clyde. I'm sure everybody rooting for Clyde anyway, and that just adds to the story as well. Coming up in about 12 minutes, we will talk some Royals baseball. Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, is going to join us. We'll get his thoughts post-trade deadline and also what is now the month of August, already in the month of August, and where the Royals currently are situated and everything like that. But let's get to all 32. We haven't had all 32 in a while. You know, we do that weekly, if not multiple biweekly during the NFL season. And all 32, I saw this today. I'll start us off, Q, and it has to do with thank you. There it is. I hadn't heard that in
Sounds
a while.
Sounds professional.
Yeah. I haven't seen
that
the...
That feels good. Football's back today. That's why I felt like we had to do all 32.
Yeah,
football is back.
Hall of Fame game tonight. So there's a change in the rules. Normally we feel like, ah, the NFL's doing some rule to try to make it more challenging for the Chiefs. Well, let me tell you, there's actually a rule change that is going to make it more challenging for two of the other competitors and contenders.
About damn time.
The 49ers and Dolphins might be most impacted by this. This actually came from PFT today, that the so-called cheat motion is now officially cheating. Right? If you're wondering what is, so basically
the name is
it's directly aimed at that split-second forward movement. So like Tyreek Hill, right, he's in motion, and then he quickly moves right before the snap. You're not allowed to do that. Last year was kind of skirting the rules. They've cleaned it up. Not going to be allowed. We'll see. Any, quote, any eligible backfield player who changes his stance does not have to come to a complete stop prior to the snap as long as his actions are not abrupt. So illegal motion or
this sounds like the point of emphasis thing where they call a whole bunch of penalties for the
first
time. Keep
an eye on it.
6 weeks on some teams.
The good news is the Chiefs really didn't use this much last year. Now, I guess they could this year, but the Dolphins, the Niners, and Rams used it the most based off a percentage of snaps. And so you would think that the advantage is no longer there. Good news. Good news for the Chiefs.
I honestly, they don't employ that. So what do I care? It's bad news for Miami. It's bad news for the 49ers. Those are probably the teams that used it the absolute most. There were others. The Vikings used it a decent amount last year, too. I think some of these teams that had elite-level speed players loved getting that extra little, like, little
It's like Arena Football League.
Quarter-second jump can make a big difference in your ability to get open on a field. That's great news for them. On my end, I was thinking about the game tonight. While we're not going to get C.J. Stroud or Caleb Williams, bad news for Caleb Williams already.
What?
Listen, this is why it's bad news. C.J. Stroud set an unrealistic expectation for what it is like to be a rookie quarterback in the NFL. He buried rookie quarterback records last year, and now, because it's the most recent example of a rookie quarterback immediately having success, that's what they're going to put on guys like Caleb Williams. Not just him, other guys who got drafted this year. But C.J. Stroud set an unrealistic expectation. He had the single greatest rookie year, I would argue, in NFL history. Statistically, he definitely did, but I would say he just did. I know Mahomes started his second year, and he set some unrealistic standards. And for a few years, people were like, why aren't you like Mahomes? Now they know why. Now they know why those other guys didn't look like him. But Caleb Williams is going to immediately be asked for a team that was near the playoffs last year. They were not a dumpster fire. They were competitive last year. For a team that was competitive last year and just seemed to get the single biggest upgrade at quarterback in the entire league, people are going to think it should be C.J. Stroud, and that's an impossible standard.
It is. That is the bar, though. You're right. I mean, the bar. And when you are Caleb Williams, you've been talked about for 2 years.
I know.
You
man.
Know?
Oh, yeah, the hype's
I will say this, though. The division is much tougher in the NFC North than it was the AFC South last year. Yeah. I think it's a tougher division. Weapon-wise, he does. Caleb Williams lands in the best situation a rookie quarterback
Keenan
in the
Allen,
rookie
DJ
season
Moore,
has ever had.
Roma now, Dunze.
I would have fired the head coach. I would have too. Even though
I think that's why it's not there might be better situations depending because like Patrick Mahomes got Andy Reid. But yes,
the defense got a lot better. That's why he kept his job. They brought in Shane Waldron, the new offensive coordinator. So yeah. I guess the head coach is not the offensive guy. But at the same time, think about just the entire offense and what they have there. You went through a couple of the receivers in Adunze and Keenan Allen.
Cole Kmet's like
DJ Moore just got a deal.
Tight end.
That's the best weapons a rookie quarterback has walked into. Think about what Bryce Young walked into. Think about Jaden Daniels.
He was going to Adam Thielen's like partially attached left Achilles.
Jaden Daniels has Terry McLaurin, great, but he doesn't have Adunze and Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. He doesn't have all that.
And Cole Kmet.
So
such a good unit.
The bar is set high for a reason. You know, do I think the Bears are just going to walk in and win the division in this first year? No. a lot of people think they're going to be a playoff team. I'm skeptical on that as well. But I can't wait till we see Caleb Williams. It's not going to happen tonight, as you said.
Q, this might be too much pressure on you. What do you got?
I have a topic that we kind of discussed during What's Trending. The Bucs signed their left tackle to the highest offensive lineman contract in NFL history. Are the Bucs destined to repeat division winners, or do the Falcons stand a chance?
I think the Falcons should be the favorite.
I'll be honest. If Kirk Cousins wasn't coming off an Achilles injury, I think I'd favor the Falcons here. But with an Achilles injury, to me, it's like a torn ACL 10 years ago, where it's just you just don't know what's going to happen when a guy's coming back from that. I think it's like the most brutal, common leg injury that we see now in the NFL and really in sports. So you've got him coming off of that, and I just don't know if I trust the Atlanta offense to be what we are expecting it to be.
He's a at least
Arthur Smith's not there anymore.
That's
so
they
might actually give B.J. Robinson, Bijan Robinson, the ball. You know, and when you look at the division, it's still a weak division. It just is, you know.
It is.
And the good news, Q, is, you know, if Kirk goes down, they got Michael Penix. They got a top 10 pick they drafted. So they're all good.
They got the best backup situation in the league, maybe, right?
They're fine. I don't think the Saints are realistic. The Bucs, I think they fall back a little bit. They had a great year. Credit to Todd Bowles for that. Baker was awesome. Baker lost his offensive coordinator. He's now in Carolina as the head coach. I think that's a problem. I really do. All right, up next, let's go to the Royals a little bit with the month of August now here. We haven't talked to Vern about the trade deadline and what the Royals ultimately did. Plus, how does he see the month of August playing out? Our Royals insider, Josh Fernier, stops by next.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You didn't say we were going to talk Royals, so.
I did. Look at Q. Bring the throwback. Appreciate that. We're going to get to the random question of the day in about 15 minutes or so. We do continue to broadcast live from St. Joe inside the Comcast Business Tent, powering possibilities. The tent has been emptied out, which means we get to turn all the fans towards us and and full power and full blast, which means it feels way better out here. So if it sounds like we are in a wind tunnel, apologies. But that is that's the reality of the situation. Let's talk some Royals baseball, though, with our guy Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. His on-deck show starts at 4:30 this afternoon as the Royals are in Detroit for four. Vern, we haven't had a chance to check in with you on post-trade deadline. Just in general, they get three arms. They also get a bat off the bench, also maybe an occasional bat in the lineup. Do you think this was the right approach? I felt like it was a good balance.
First of all, do not apologize. Everyone understands how hot it is. If you can get an extra fan on you, the audio sounds fine, guys. You sound great up there. More fans, please. I think
we
all understand that. Now, as far as the trade deadline is concerned, you know, my thought going in was there's no reason to get into a bidding war because you're not a desperate team. There's no reason to act like you are a desperate team. But look, there's no doubt about it. To get a guy like Lucas Ursig, you had to get into a bidding war. So what did they part with? Well, did they part with anything that I believe is going to be a difference maker at the big league level? Because if they did, I think it's a regrettable move. You could say the same thing about Hunter Harvey. If Caden Wallace turns into a difference maker at the big league level, it's a regrettable move. Unless, you know, Hunter Harvey is Wade Davis over the next year and a half. Unless Lucas Ursig is an all-star closer for the next few seasons. Honestly, Caden Wallace, Mason Barnett, Will Klein, the outfielder that they sent to Oakland, yeah, none of them jump out at me in my few instances of dialing in, watching them in spring training, watching their minor league games. You know, Dickey is the outfielder, Jared Dickey. None of them jump out at me as future difference makers at the big league level. So, listen, and you saw what Ursig could do yesterday. It's certainly worth parting with three pieces if you don't believe any of them are difference makers at the next level. I was looking at ESPN.com. They just came out with their list of the top prospects that were traded at this year's deadline. Mason Barnett is the top-ranked Royals prospect that was moved. He was the headliner in the Ursig trade. He's the 17th best prospect, according to ESPN.com, to be moved. The 17th best prospect. Guys, I was thinking about all the players that were moved this year at the deadline and who I wish JJ would have acquired instead of Lucas Ursig if I could have my choice. I mean, Eric Fetty, maybe another starting pitcher. Yeah. I mean, you could make a case maybe for Randy Arozarena, Jason Adam. Three people, maybe, and you gave up the 17th best prospect that was moved? No, I think it was a great deadline, a second straight great deadline by J.J. Piccolo, coming off of the back of a outstanding offseason where you signed a guy like Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, and Hunter Renfro, who are all playing very well.
And an outstanding trade deadline last year. I mean, if we're starting to figure out JJ's strengths, roster building might be it, Vern. We can.
Well, what else is there?
I mean, look, look, there are other things because Dayton Moore for a while had some roster building strengths, but like I thought coaching is what let Dayton down, to be honest, a lot of it. I thought he tried old school approaches in player development. I thought maybe that was Dayton's biggest issue. But like right now, it seems like JJ's got his guys figured out to the point that they're all showing up and being competitive. From the Ursig point, do you like that they, like, I thought that this trade deadline did say one thing, which is we wanted to solve some of tomorrow's problems too, you know?
Sure.
Like in 2025, I'm not trying to get eight relievers in the free agency market. So if I give up for Ursig now, sweet, he's here for next year.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. Great point. Not to mention what he does to the psyche of this team. You know, someone brought up James MacArthur on the postgame show, and what's the future of James MacArthur? Man, it has to feel like a 1,000-pound gorilla's been lifted off his back, right? Listen, he's still going to feel pressure when he's out there the next time. You know, I'm sure he wishes he was going to be out there collecting saves. But now suddenly James MacArthur's your third best right-handed option out in that bullpen. Now a guy like, you know, we all talked all offseason about the drive to the ballpark and how great it's going to be for Bobby and Vinny to drive to the ballpark now knowing that the guy on the hill is going to give him a chance to win almost every single night, and they've done that. I mean, Royals starting pitching has spun a quality start in more than half their games this season, so that allows you to step on the gas pedal pretty confidently as you drive into the park. And now, when they find themselves or at least this is the expectation with the addition of Harvey and Urcic. Now when you find yourself with that one-run lead in the seventh inning, you're thinking, we have three outs to go. Because the ninth inning, 90 to 95% of the time, we have a guy now that's going to lock it down. The same way that 90, 95% of the time, we believe our starting pitcher is going to give us a chance to win. Now we believe that those final three outs are not going to be the tiptoe that they've been over the past 3.5 months. So I think that the way that that impacts the bullpen, the way it slots everybody in, honestly, where they belong in that bullpen, but just the overall confidence that must be permeating throughout that clubhouse after the trade deadline is the thing that excites me most about the final third of the season.
Do you think they're making the right decision on Alec Marsh? Is sending him down, ramping him halfway down is probably the way I think they're going to really handle it, where if for some reason something happened to a starter and he needed to start again, they could bring him back up. But are they making the right decision by protecting his innings? That's another 2025 move, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, listen, and Andy Rogers reported as much that they're going to keep him between 40 and 60 pitches, just like you're saying, so he can step back in the rotation if someone goes down. You know, it might be a better I'll be able to give you a better answer at the end of the season, right? If this team makes the playoffs and, you know, Chris Stratton doesn't make the playoff roster and Alec Marsh does as that 13th or the final arm in the bullpen, I think that, yeah, then this move worked out well. But if you're done with Alec Marsh for the season, right, if he's not going to be a part of the September-October run, I'm not a fan of that, because this is a guy, like you're mentioning, that is a part of your plans in 25 and 26. I'm hoping that he's a starter in 25 and 26. And listen, the only way I'm all on board with this move is if the mental pressure and the wheels mentally have been spinning a little bit too quickly for a guy that has had that happen to him plenty of times in the past. If that's the issue right now for Alec Marsh, where he could just use a chance to relax, a chance to just work, because right now, and we've seen it in years previous with Brady Singer, he can say that he's implementing a new pitch, and then he gets out there on the bump in a big spot, and he says, to hell with all that, man, I'm fighting for my life. Here's the best I have. Alec Marsh, sure, might be in a spot now where, you know, what was working so well in the beginning of the season, being able to be cool, calm, and collected out there on the bump, it's now starting to move a little bit too fast, and he's losing his mechanics, losing what he brought to the table throughout spring training, April and May. If this pitching department, which has done an outstanding job through two seasons, if they can re-unlock Alec Marsh and he's a key cog out of the bullpen in September and October, well, then, yeah, this was the right move. But coming up on Saturday, Michael Lorenzen makes the start. Put his July starts up against Alec Marsh's July starts. They're nearly identical, other than the fact Alec Marsh has actually given you more innings in his starts, and he hasn't given you much. He's given you more innings than Michael Lorenzen gave his team prior to coming over in the trade.
We're talking to Josh Fournier, Royals insider. His on-deck show gets going at 4:30 before the Royals take on the Tigers. And now we're in the month of August, Fern. We know what's ahead for the Royals in terms of on the schedule, Guardians on the horizon, Boston right around the corner as well. How do you feel about just where they're at divisionally, six back, wild card? They're moved up to the second wild card spot right now. How are you feeling just about how they've positioned themselves?
You have to be happy. I went back and looked at 2014, 2015, what those teams did in the final third of the season, which is what started yesterday, the final 54 games of 2024. In 2014, they went 34 of their final 54 games. In 2015, they won 31 of the final 54. I think a proper hope, I don't know if you're saying it's the expectation, but the hope is 30 wins. You know, get this team to 89 wins, and I think that'll be good enough to get you into the postseason. It's easier said than done, especially when you take into account there's a riptide of a 20-game stretch coming up beginning at the end of August. 20 straight games, all against playoff teams. Philly, 7 with Cleveland, 4 against Houston, 3 with the Twins, and wow, 3 in New York against the Yankees to wrap it up. If they can get through that 20-game stretch at 10-10, I think 89 wins is certainly possible. But if they, because again, you know, Philly's only getting stronger. That Cleveland series is likely to determine the division. Houston, New York, they're going to be fighting for a division title. And Minnesota's going to be fighting you for where you go or if you get a home game in that wild card race. So that, yeah, riptide of a 20-game stretch to me is going to dictate it all.
All right, over-under, Vern, 400 batting average for Bobby Witt Jr. in the month of August. What do you think?
Take that big of a step back. Wow.
yeah. What a disappointment. Couldn't even hit 500 for a month, you know?
I mean, I'll have to say under because I've seen – I don't know if I've seen him bleed. But I do believe he is a human being, so I'm going to say he'll hit below 400. Shoot, man, he's got this 13-game hitting streak going right now, a stretch in which he's hitting 540, driving in 13 runs and scoring 16 runs. The dude is, again, without question, the best all-around player in the game. And if Shohei isn't pitching, he's without a doubt the best player in the game. Now, you can point out that this guy does that better, this guy does that better, but as far as the total package, power – shoot, what am I going to say? Salvador Perez signed off on this guy about a year into his professional career. Talked about, this is the best player I've ever played with. He's maybe the greatest player we've ever seen in a Royals uniform. Salvador Perez, who is the hardest worker I've ever seen and a guy that is on pace to end up in Cooperstown. He signed off on Bobby Witt Jr. before Bobby turned 24. Bobby turned 24 about a month and a half ago, and since then, George Brett has now signed off. You heard him with CDOT. I don't know if you heard the interview he did with Rich Eisen, but he acknowledges he's the best young player this franchise has ever seen, and he is more talented than I am. So, to me, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. is to Patrick Mahomes as George Brett is to Tom Brady. Yes, they're the GOATs, but there's never been anybody more talented than Patrick and Bobby, respectively.
Yeah, in a couple of years, there'll be some college baseball player dressing just like Bobby Witt Jr., looking just like Bobby Witt Jr., just like the Nebraska quarterback. Did you see that photo? That's unbelievable.
I couldn't believe it. I thought it was Photoshopped to be up until like an hour ago when I found out that's Dominic Raiola's kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the number one line center.
Number one quarterback in his class or whatever. He's supposed to be awesome.
So he's good, too. Okay.
He's supposed to be awesome. He's also training with Bobby Stroop, Mahomes' trainer. So the whole thing is weird.
Oh, brilliant. Well, that's a smart young man with
some money.
Smart people in his corner. Yeah. And yes, money. Yeah. A lot of money, too.
All right, Vern. Appreciate it, man. We'll listen this afternoon.
All right, thanks, guys.
There you go. Vern's On Deck show, 4:30 today as they were playing in Detroit, so a little earlier start. As the Royals, four-game set against the Tigers, and knowing the stretch Vern mentioned,
I hadn't looked at it that way.
Then three of four of the Tigers, what you need.
Well, I'll just
– right?
To his point, rather than count on 10-10 against that stretch, which I think almost any team in baseball would struggle to do, because if you didn't hear him earlier, he said Philly, who's been – now they're on a bit of a losing streak, but they've been consistently the best, second-best team in all of baseball, then the Guardians for four more, then Houston for three more, and you're like, oh, my God, that's a team right there in the playoff hunt. Maybe they'll fall off by then, but they haven't yet, or four more. Then Cleveland again, then the Twins, then the Yankees. You're like,
which one of those games are we picking? We need to send Vinny a text. He's a little busy, but I want these Crown Club seats. I'll be honest, man.
Okay,
I want the Crown Club seats. We need to get the bet paid off. And here, who would have thought that we would actually want Crown Club seats in September? But here we are.
I think the original conversation. What about August 23rd? Oh, we're in Vegas.
What about
I was like Lorenzo Cain bobblehead night, dude.
Let's just pick a day in September when they're in the thick of a
Guardians
playoff hunt.
Guardians on a, I mean, do you want to do a Monday, Tuesday,
Wednesday
night?
We're going to have to, man.
Guardians, Tuesday night?
Perfect.
Bark at the Park?
Perfect. Okay, that's fun.
It'll be the opening week of the NFL season. Chiefs will play on that Thursday.
Let's do Crown Club Tuesday. Let's see if he can get us tickets.
Guardians?
That's for the Jets bet. For those that don't know, that was the Jets bet we made.
That was the Jets bet.
All right. We got to do it. Otherwise, we're going to run out of dates. He's not getting his Crown Club tickets for a playoff game. Okay.
I think it would be kind of rude of us to ask for that.
That price is going to be a little bit more.
I don't think that would be very polite of us to do it that way.
I think he would just flat out say no.
I also think he would. I think he'd be like, look, I promise you crown club seats. I didn't promise you the world. Back off a little.
Yeah.
I didn't say I'd
we're gonna need those.
I'll see you in 2025 would be his response to that.
Yeah, we're gonna...
Hey, I'm going to need those for World Series Game 1. Thanks, Vinny.
Yeah, let's go and get the crown club wild card Game 2 clincher, please.
You imagine like me asking him that after they clinched the ALCS and be like, hey, I know we didn't pay up on that bet, but just real quick, do you think he could go and get those crown club for Game 1 of the World Series? Like, dude, are you really bothering me right now? I'm like, all right, that's okay. My bad.
Yeah.
I think maybe that, yeah.
In fairness, this is, by the way, this is not a Vinny issue. This is a Cody and Gold issue. Where
yeah, this is not. Vinny has done nothing wrong.
We have not sent the dates. This is not his doing. This is our fault.
I'm going to send it right now.
This is our fault. All right, let's get to the random question of the day.
Random question.
For you, Gold. Sorry, I was texting Vinny. I got distracted.
You're good.
For you, Gold. Yep. I'll send in a minute after you answer. For you, Gold. For you, Q. And over in the text line, 913-586-7610. And, of course, over on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, we live stream the show, 610 Sports KC. If you'd like to see video of the show, we're out of practice right now.
A lot going on in front of us right now.
The question I have for you today is, are you going to pay it? Another version of, is it cable? Is it not cable? And if it's not, are you going to pay it? It was announced today, the price for Venue Sports. If you didn't know what Venue Sports is, that's the combined app that was coming out for Disney, Fox, Warner Brothers, and TNT, which is Warner Brothers, so like some of those ones. They're going to have one big combined app. It's called Cable. Of those conglomerates, look, I already have Disney. I'm not going to lie to you. I do not have Warner Brothers as an app, although I'm pretty sure that that's HBO too. So Disney, Fox, Warner Brothers, all on one app for $42.99 a month.
Wow. Yeah.
It will be the equivalent. They say it will be the equivalent of Hulu for sports. Venue will include games from the NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, WNBA, and NASCAR, which I'm assuming you can get most of those things in there. It'll have the entire 30 for 30 library, and it'll include things like Fox Sports Kansas City, which would obviously get you.
No, it wouldn't.
God, you're right, it wouldn't.
That's the issue I have with
ACC,
this whole thing.
So, ESPN, ESPN News, ABC, Fox, whatever.
$43. Commercials are obviously still going to be there. And it's not going to give me Bally, let's say, for another 20 a month that I would need to purchase on top of it. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not going to include
right now,
Disney Plus or Max.
And it's not it. They're not partnering with NBC, so you still need Paramount. You still need Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus. And
they're like, you can add on HBO. I'm like, what am I paying you Warner Brothers for? What are you giving me if not that? I don't want old cartoons.
Look, I'll just keep paying for YouTube TV. It's $70 a month or whatever, and then I get the Bally app, and then I use an HD antenna so I don't have the delay on CBS and Fox and ABC for the regular season NFL games and things like that. But you're right, though. We've joked about this for years. Streaming, we're just getting closer and closer to this thing called cable that is bundled all together.
Cable.
I mean, that's all that's happening. You know, some people I did get mentions because I said, oh, this is expensive. Someone said they actually think for them, it depends on what you're looking for, right?
Save the money?
Someone says, considering I pay nearly double that for YouTube TV, I use primarily for live sports and daily talk shows, I would consider making the switch. Someone else said, if you want to watch the rest of the games, you still need Paramount Plus, Peacock, CBS, NBC broadcast. Total would be around $58. Might as well get YouTube TV. I don't know, man. I don't think I'm going to be getting this, no.
I don't think, if it included HBO and Disney and these channels, I might make an argument for what this person's talking about. Like, maybe you ditch YouTube TV. You do this instead if all you're watching it is for live sports. But I'm not going to do like for Fox, right? Like, it's like you can have big Fox. You know what I still use for Fox? And I don't know if everyone's like this. For CBS, Fox, NBC, for live sports, do you know what I watch it on? An antenna. Maybe that makes me 7 million years old.
Oh, you have the
indoor
HD antenna.
But I watch an antenna. I watch those things so I'm not watching them with a 55-second delay, and I just watch them live on the network. So just as long as it's network TV, I'm getting no value. And like you said, on TNT, I just get that on YouTube TV. I share that with two other siblings. You're allowed to have different profiles.
Yeah, how many? That's the question on this,
five
too.
Five on YouTube. How many on that? I'm getting screwed.
Yeah. Someone says, what are you guys talking about? The random question has to do with a new streaming app that is direct to consumer that's going to have Warner Brothers, ESPN, and Fox all in one app. So you could get your NFL games, you could get a bunch of sporting events, plus some shows. But
if it included Bally, like if I could watch the Royals too, because I pay $20 a month for that, so do you, I assume, Gold. If it included like the old regional sports network, like this was FSKC2 I got, maybe, right? maybe then I'm actually saving money because Disney's not cheap. It's probably $15-16.
Well, and then you know you're paying for, I mean, no matter what, you're going to have internet in your house, whether you're streaming or cable. But still, on top of these, just remember going back to the cable days. So now you're paying $43 plus $90 a month for internet.
I'm playing gigabit internet, you know? Right? I mean, it's, yeah, I don't know.
Look, we all do it. I mean, I pay $90 for my internet, and I pay $70-something for YouTube TV.
I'm going to become a hermit. I'm just going to get rid of all these things, watch nothing, and read, I guess.
It's tough for what we do for a living. A little tough.
I literally just got a new antenna for my TV, so this is a no-go for me.
Antenna's where it's at, by the way. If you're talking about, like, Chiefs games, antennas, that's living. Like, sometimes people get mad. They're like, how are you watching this so much ahead of me? I'm watching it on the old HD antenna, everybody. Quality's really good. I don't know, man. I can't do it. Someone says, can you get Royals an antenna? No, not them. I have to pay Bally for that.
No, the HD antenna.
Gets my money
the HD
Royals.
Antenna is if you're annoyed by the delay and you want Sunday Night Football and you want CBS games and you
every
want
time.
You know, you want.
Chiefs are on CBS. I'm on the antenna.
Yep, because you don't want the delay.
I have an antenna on multiple screens because, like, every once in a while, my kids might be on the normal one and I might be outside or I might be in the basement. I don't even like moving around. I've bought multiple antennas to watch those games.
It works.
I don't watch any. Like if I don't care to be active, like if it's not a big Sunday Night Football game, it's just on. I don't care. I could just be like on a 45-second delay.
Someone says,
care.
How much is an HD antenna? It depends on which kind you get. You can get
between
one as cheap
10
as 20 bucks.
$30.
Yeah, $20. They got some for $60. There's different range, different mount. Some can mount a little bit different. Some are flat. Some are, you know, there's all kinds.
Some
of different.
Hide better. Some look better. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can get one for $12-13.
Yeah, I literally got one at Walmart. It's the flat one, and it just got a, like a mount on the wall. It literally just like sits on its own shelf.
Yeah,
and it costs what, $30?
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. It works.
I mean, it's 1 month of venue
TV. Unless your house is in a really weird spot, it'll get the signal no problem.
Yeah, you used to be able to watch Royals on like regular TV, but that's when they were on regular TV. They're not on
RSTN.
Mm-hmm. They were ahead of their time, man. Although I just want them to unify it. I want Major League Baseball to force everyone to share TV's deals.
Who and really sucks everybody else. For.
And again, for the Chiefs, you should just be listening to our sister station, 106.5 The Wolf, and Royals games just right here, 610 Sports Radio. That's the random question of the day as we testing from training camp. Practice is well over by now, but we will get back into our conversation we had with Chiefs linebacker Jack Cochran. We're also going to talk a little bit more about what we did see out here today, but we're inside the Comcast business tent, powering possibilities. Cody, we do get some football tonight, and Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated is going to join us. He was at camp today after going to camps all across the NFL. We'll get his perspective on what he saw here compared to those camps next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.